Auroville News on Wednesday, the 28th of July, 2010. On the microphone, Mari. In the studio, Yahalon, Andrea and Jonathan. And recording me today, Steffi.
Hello.
The weather forecast. Today, it's a cloudy day and a chance for rain in the afternoon. Temperature ranges between 31 degrees during the day and 26 degrees at night. West winds at 3 kilometers per hour. Humidity 75%. You know what is Auroville Outreach Media? It is an Auroville service in charge of facilitating visits of journalists and film video makers. Their particular aim is to ensure that all journalists and filmmakers get the correct, up-to-date information or relevant representative footage from the best sources, so that generally their visit is a fruitful and constructive one. In the next interview, you can listen to the testimonial of two journalists that share with us the experience they have here in Auroville.
So when I decided to move to India to work, Auroville was always a place I wanted to come to, because I was always very interested by this project. And when my chief editor in France asked me to do a report about Auroville, I was very happy to come and discover this place.
Me, I will just say that I think there is always two persons. There is a journalist and there is a person behind. The journalist was, of course, interested by what is Auroville. And I think with 1 or 2 days here, I had a glimpse of what it is. And the person behind was quite suspicious. Why? What are those strange people? Whatever. And finally, my impression is quite good. And I love the idea about having a place in the world which is a kind of laboratory. Just, I don't want to live in Auroville, but I'm happy that Auroville is existing.
For me, my first surprise was that Auroville was not a ville in the French sense, not a city. I was expecting a city, and when I saw like a jungle with some houses in the jungle, I was very surprised by this first sight. But actually, after 3 days here, I understand that maybe you don't need like a normal kind of city to be a community, a living community, and that this city is more in the heart and brain of the people than in the geography, actually.
As a journalist, you never like to be driven, and we were always with you, the people from the journalist center, outreach. So at the beginning we were like kind of okay, but finally we had good relation, good time, and it was also a way to understand Auroville, speaking with you, and so I think we had good time. And for me the best moment was when we were not working and we went without camera to the chambre intérieure, inside room, and this place is just wonderful. I've never seen such kind of place anywhere else in the world, and it was very powerful. We didn't stay enough time, but I would like to stay hours there, sleep, dream, think about myself, recover, I don't know, make some meditation. I would really like to stay in this chambre intérieure, and I think that Auroville will not be the same without the Matrimondia.
And you were speaking about being guided, but I think that actually this place is so uncommon that you cannot visit it by yourself. You cannot meet people by yourself. You cannot, because a lot of things are kind of hidden. So being guided was like, necessary. This will be broadcast in the French news. So it's a very short report in the news, a few minutes. It's not a long documentary. And it's going to be broadcast this summer. I still don't know exactly when. On TF1 channel, which is a French biggest channel.
I think there is nothing new in the report, but I think it's important to still speak about Auroville and just remind people that it is existing, and perhaps just explain to young people or people who don't know that there is this place on Earth, and that's a good thing.
Last week, we talked about the CSA, and this week the first activity connected to the projects already taking place. Bhuvana is going to teach us how to prepare 3 different delicious dishes with ashgorda, a local and very tasty vegetable. If you're interested, it's going to be tomorrow, Thursday, the 29th of July, at Solitude Farm, starting at 10 a.m. If you're interested to have lunch there, after all, you can always call the Solitude Farm and book your lunch. And Today, Wednesday, at Savitri Bhavan, 5:30 p.m., we have the reading of Sri Aurobindo's book, The Life Divine. It will be led by Sharadavan, and always everyone is more than welcome to come. The Mother. What Sri Aurobindo's representing the world's history is not a teaching, not even a revelation. It's a decisive action direct from the Supreme. It's from the volume 13, Words of the Mother. Questions or comment, please contact avradio.org. See you next week. Bye-bye.